and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age? And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And we said unto my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash's father in Ophrah, of the Abiezrites, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes, and to grieve thine heart. And all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. The rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man, or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of their fathers. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, they shall be fat and flourishing. Mine age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was at the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and needs so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.